Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell back with you, and it is time for some NFL news and notes at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. So we're going to head out to the NFC North. We're going to talk about a team that is absolutely on fire right now. How about the Minnesota Vikings? They are 5-0. They had that impressive win over the Texans on Sunday, and we are very anxious to get to our next guest. That, of course, is Mark Craig, who covers the team closely. Mark is a sports writer for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. He covers the Vikings and the NFL, and also has a new book out with our good friends at Triumph Books. It is titled 100 Things Viking Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Good evening, Mark. It's nice to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Okay, congratulations on the book, and let's start off by talking about the Vikings, because 5-0, they are the NFL's only undefeated team. What has been the key to their success? Because you're talking about they're without injured starters in Teddy Bridgewater and Adrian Peterson. Who do you think deserves the most credit?
Well, you know, the defense right now is leading the way. It's really the ultimate in complementary football. You have the defense, number one in scoring defense. You got an offense that, you know, I don't think I've ever seen a team start, you know, five games into the season, the offense has not turned the ball over. The only turnover they have is safety Andrews and Deho recovered a fumble, was heading in for a touchdown, and got it stripped from him. So that's the only turnover they have is by their strong safety. And then special teams have been outstanding. They have already had two punt returns for touchdowns. So despite all the injuries, you know, you lose a Hall of Fame running back, you lose your franchise quarterback, both starting offensive tackles now, but they've still been able to just put it all together, and led by the defense, of course, and they're playing some really good football right now.
Oh, the defense certainly has been stout, and of course, I mentioned at the open, the Vikings, we know it well because we're here in Houston. The Vikings defeated Houston 31-13 on Sunday, and now they are in a bye week. So let's see here. Let's focus on the offense. Let's talk about Sam Bradford. He has obviously played a key role and posted just some fantastic stats after being acquired that first week in September. Why do you think, Mark, he has been able to make such a seamless transition? And why has the system worked for him?
One thing about him is a little bit surprising. He's mobile in the pocket, but his accuracy has been outstanding. And going into the season, this offseason, they were stressing to Teddy Bridgewater, who's, you know, about 5 or 6 years, you know, sooner into his career than Sam. But they wanted Teddy to, you know, trust what he sees, let it fly. And you're seeing that with Sam. You're seeing that exactly what they wanted from Teddy is what Sam Bradford has given him. He is not only, you know, careful with the ball and accurate, but he's also, you know, he's throwing the ball down the field whenever there's opportunities there. So, you know, North Turner and Scott Turner, the quarterback's coach, have worked really hard with him to give him part of the offense to run. But he looks like he's expanded that each week, and but I would say number one is accuracy is what has been really, he's been pinpoint, balls down the field, short passes, medium range passes.
Well, when we reflect on Sam Bradford's career, the Rams drafted him first overall in 2010. He has torn his ACL twice. He's been traded twice. He's played for a number of offensive coordinators. Do you think this is the franchise quarterback that the Vikings have always envisioned and that they got?
Yeah, they have a good, you know, who knows what's going to happen a year from now. I mean, they got a pretty good, Sam's under contract through next year. They still like Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy gave him 17 wins in 2 years. That was a tied a franchise record for most wins. Played a little different, a little more conservative, but he, you know, Teddy knew where, you know, his role on the team with this defense and the special team. So it's not like Teddy wasn't progressing. I mean, this was going to be a big year for him. But it's a good problem to have. You know, a lot of teams don't have one quarterback, and they could be looking at having two quarterbacks to pick from next year. You know, and also the severity of Teddy's freak injury, he may not be ready for the start of next season. So it was a trade they had to make. It was an expensive trade, but it was the day that Teddy was hurt, you just saw the life leave the franchise, the fan base, and, you know, 4 days later, they're able to go out and get another team starting quarterback and, put that life back into the team. So you know, it's obviously the move of the year right now in the NFL.
Right. Author, sports writer with the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Of course, his new book that's just been released is 100 Things Viking Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. We're going to talk about that here in just a second. Mark Craig is with us at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Just give me a quick hit on as far as how the schedule plays out right now. I mean, you got to love the fact you guys got a bye this week, and the Vikings have an opportunity to rest up.
Yeah, I mean, they come out of the bye, they go to Philadelphia. Heading into the bye, you know, their veteran tackles there, they were down, and they don't have any, and because Andre Smith was put on injured reserve, and Matt Khalil was put on injured reserve earlier in the season, so they go out and they gave Jake Long a workout, and like what they saw, it passed the physical. So now you're looking at going to Philadelphia with Jake Long being the left tackle, probably T.J. Clemens moving over to right tackle, and then Jeremiah Sirlis, who has done an outstanding job, you know, as a multi-purpose backup on the offensive line, going back to kind of a super sub, you know, backing up the guards and the tackles. So if you had told us before the season that coming out of the bye, you'd be heading to Philadelphia with Sam Bradford as like an MVP leading quarterback and Jake Long playing left tackle, you would have, I mean, no one would have believed it. So that's just an example of this league and how, you know, you just as a general manager and the you know, decision makers, they have to just move through the season and replace guys that go down, and they've done an outstanding job of offensively doing that.
Mm-hmm. We're going to transition now. We're going to talk about Mark Craig's new book. It is titled 100 Things Viking Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And, you know, few cities in professional football can match the history and, I would say, the loyal fan base of the Vikings. And you have got in this book, what, 5 decades of football traditions, all the, you know, different things inside the book. What can some of these fans, NFL fans just in general, what can they look forward to when they open it up?
Triumph Books had a really good format that I really liked, and what drew me to it was short stories, almost the length of, some of them are a little bit longer, but the length of a newspaper column or a short story, and just kind of bouncing from era to era. You don't have to read it in order. You can, if you're the favorite player that you like, you can go to that, and so it's not it's like 100 short stories, and I really liked the concept and had a lot of fun with it. It's a lot of stories that, you know, having covered the team for a while now and done a lot of the historical pieces on Hall of Famers and some of the key figures, it fit perfectly with some of the things that I've done over the years. So the format I really enjoyed, and it was a lot of fun, and good feedback so far on people that, depending on what your era is, there's something there for just about everyone.
Yes, profiles on fan favorites, Chris Carter, Fran Tarkington, Joe Capp. He's been on my program many, many times throughout the years. A nice heartfelt forward from Hall of Fame offensive lineman in Randall McDaniel. That's my final question for you. What did he have to share?
Yeah, Randall is one of my favorite people. He's he retired. He's actually from Arizona. He came here, became a fan favorite. Was obviously a Hall of Famer, a great lineman. And he actually wrote that himself. It wasn't one of those where you just call him, he gives you a few words, and you turn a forward into it. He did that on his own. And tell him a little bit about, you know, the history of what it's like to be a Viking. Talks a little bit about the Hall of Famers and just the honor it is to play for the team. And it was some good things, you know, toward me, and I appreciate it. And there's some good stories in there on him too. Just going back to he was such a strange athlete in that he was so fast, but yet he was so big. Was a track star in high school and was still a big guy. So a lot of interesting stories on him and Chris Carter and a lot of the Hall of Famers and, you know, a lot of just Randy Moss. And so there's a lot there, and it's fun to kind of bounce from the different eras.
100 Things Viking Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die is the ultimate resource guide for true fans of the Minnesota Vikings. Congratulations, Mark. First time on the show. We'd love to have you back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here in hour number one.